This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The quarterly vibe check we call earnings reports are rolling out this week for banks, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America. A lot of economists feared the worst for banks during the pandemic, but you know what? The banks are okay. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
For Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com, how banks are doing is a kind of signal.
The economy is in a good place, so banks are in a good place.
At this time last year, McBride was expecting a lot of loans and mortgages to default. So banks squirreled reserve funds away, preparing for a flood of foreclosures, he says.
Here we are 12 months later. Not only have those defaults not materialized, but now banks are able to release a great chunk of those reserves.
And when a bank decides, okay, we can let these reserve funds loose, their release can improve the bank's earnings.
And they can put that money back to work for investors or in the economy.
Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics, but she says it's not all rosy for big banks right now.
This is where ultra-low interest rates not just hurt bank earnings, they really hurt the ability of most American households to save, which is the most important way Americans protect themselves against the future.
That's because if interest rates are lower than inflation, then people's savings are not worth as much. Meanwhile, another reason banks are doing well is because the stock market continues to soar.
This is a very favorable environment in the capital markets overall.
Van Hesser is a chief strategist with the credit agency KBRA. Still, he says all these measures have to be seen in context.
Through the lens of the really extraordinary fiscal and monetary support provided by Congress and the Federal Reserve through the pandemic saga.
According to the latest data from the New York Fed, Americans paid down their credit card debt by a whopping $49 billion last quarter, thanks in part to those checks from Uncle Sam. Catherine Vanderlaan is a financial coach in Massachusetts, and she says she advised her clients to pay down their credit card debt with those stimulus checks.
They've been helping them get out of debt so that they can really get on their feet again.
Van Hesser with KBRA says those stimulus checks also affected bank earnings. So we have to remember this economy is unusual.
That's going to correct back to normal over the next, 4 to 6 quarters. And that shift is going to be something really worth paying attention to.
So if big banks are a signifier of the economy at large, let's give them another year. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.